Back to entertaining a motion.
Well.
Or further discussion?
There is something that, there is several letters in our packet that the audience is not aware of, I'm sure, because nobody spoke in favor of this tonight. Don't mean that there isn't anybody that agrees with what's going on here. And we already have other things going on in the area. And with this in mind, I would move for approval of this application.
Thank you. Have a motion. We have a second.
I will second it.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, by a show of hands, all those in favor? Those opposed? You got the count, Bonita?
Was that three and four?
Four. I can't see.
Do we need to raise our hands again to confirm?
You can ask for them to show again.
Just to be sure we're accurate.
Yep, recount.
See if we got any hanging Chad.
All those in favor, raise your hand. That can be counted. We've got four. And then all those opposed.
Okay.
Scott?
Well, it's the same discussion. I mean, you can... That just leaves you without a decision because there's not a majority. I think they were, and it's still back to no decision, because I'm sure if there's a motion to deny, and they can make one if they want, but it'd be 4-4, mm-hmm. that your request is still on the table. They could even just move to have you come to the next meeting for a vote. I can check to see what the legalities are. Like I did on the last one.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and let you know, does the Planning Commission have a different feel?
Do we want to, since it is a tie, do we want to officially put in the record to consider moving it to the next meeting?
That would be up to the applicant.
Well, and at least to give you a decision or something that we would have come to on best to handle it.
Any discussion on that? Well, there was no decision for or against, though. That's the issue. If it had failed, it would go to Board of Adjustments.
So what do we need to do to force it onto the Board of Adjustments?
Well, and that may be the next step with a 4-4 vote.
Yeah.
I mean, that motion
is
failed.
Is that the way to handle that?
Mm-hmm. And I'll find out for sure.
And
then I can find out for sure if that's the direction that we get guidance for.
Do we have any?
But their motion to approve, it is a little different than the other one because the motion to approve did fail. It didn't get a majority. The other one didn't get a second, which left it.
Yeah.
So I can let the applicant know.
Okay. After getting an opinion
mm-hmm.
on that?
Yeah, we'll.
On next steps?
Double check our steps like we did on the other one.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I'll let you know, or let Valerie know.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right. Next item, number three, is 18-14.
Oh. Okay, if we're ready, it's case number 1814, Teal's Treasure, Dean Donette. Dean Donette is seeking planning commission approval of Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental use in a three-bedroom single-family home located at 2395 Yandale Cove Road, Kirbyville, Missouri. Per the assessor's information, the property is 2 acres in size in the Donette Estates subdivision, Lot 1. The single-family home will have 3 bedrooms and a 2-car garage and has... The applicant has submitted a site plan for the vehicle parking. The home will be served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system. Permit number 17231 was issued March 16th, 2018. The applicant has applied for the Division 1 permit for construction of the home, and it was permit number 1836. The previous permit was for the wastewater system. And it was issued on March 16th, 2018. The buffer exists with the 25-foot deep indigenous plant material left in the undisturbed state on that lot. The property to the north and east is owned by the applicant. The property to the south is a Corps of Engineers take on Bull Shoals Lake. To the west is a 1.3-acre residential parcel across the road. Project received a total score of an 81 on the policy. -2 on the policy checklist. With this one, your nightly rental staff recommendations are the same. The staff recommendations will be that no sleep no more than 8 persons due to the bedrooms and would need parking for 4 vehicles. This is our property in question. Excuse me, the applicant owns this. Does everybody know where we're at the very end of Yandale Cove? Mm-hmm. I took some pictures of the property. Picture of his well. This is on the north side. This is from the permit that he has. And then this is just pictured looking straight down the road. And your one residence across the street. So that's what I have for you.
Hi. Good evening. Anything specific you want to add since concept, or just to refresh our memory on what you're proposing with the application?
Just looking to turn it into a nightly rental. It's going to be a log cabin looking building. I not only own that property that Scott pointed out, that's where my wife and I live. The way we've run our last couple of nightly rentals, I've talked to all the neighbors regularly and often, and I think we run a really clean operation. I think we've enhanced the neighborhood in the areas that we've did the other two, and I think this will add value to our house and the properties around it, too. And again, I've talked to virtually all the neighbors, and none of them have opposed it in any way, shape, or form. We're still on all talking terms and everything. I don't know what else to add, really. It's going to be pretty basic. It'll be, that's pretty much it in a nutshell, unless you have any questions.
Any questions? Do we have anyone that wants to speak in support of this application? Anyone opposed to this application? We have neither. So with that, would we entertain a motion on this application?
I'll make a motion to approve it as written.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Again, by a show of hand, all those in favor? Opposed?
Was it Ado? Okay.
Appreciate it. You're approved. Do we want to let them know they're seating in here? Who's out? Are you guys okay? We've got an open row up front here. You're good? Okay. I felt bad. They've been standing there the whole time. Next, we've got application 18-15 for 34 Parksley Lane, Kirbyville. Good evening.
Good evening. Tony Kruko.
Case number 18-15. Dr. Billy Brim, represented by Tony Kruko, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 434 Parksley Lane, Kirbyville, Missouri. Per the assessor's information, the property with the single-family home is located on Lot 34 and 35 in the Bookout Scenic Lots subdivision. The applicant owns the lot to the east, Lot 32 and 33. And may use part of the lot for parking. Single-family home has three bedrooms and was constructed in 2010 with division permit number 10106. The home is served by a private well and an on-site wastewater system, which was under permit number 10064. The buffer already exists with the 25-foot deep indigenous plant material left in the undisturbed state. Property to the north is agricultural. Properties to the west and south are vacant residential lots, and this project received a total score of a negative 2 on the policy checklist. In our staff recommendations would be that accommodate or sleep no more than 8 persons and then have a total parking area for 4 vehicles. These are the lots where it sits on 434 Parksley. This is the one that's all the way at the end of K Highway. Parksley turns right. These are the area of the lots that came through a few months ago. Here's a front photo of the home. Okay. That's what I have.
Wrong slide.
Up. Well, yeah, I got to punch in the numbers here. Okay. So while you were talking, I was going to do that.
All right. Anything you want to add on the application?
I just want to add that the owner lives directly across the street or just up the street. And she is the president. Dr. Billy Brim is the president of A Glorious Church Fellowship, which is the ministry that owns the lots on both sides of the to the right as you're looking at the photo.
That's right, this one didn't come up. Here's our house.
Okay.
Which lots were you talking about?
The lot on the right is owned by Dr. Billy Brim, and the church owns the ones in blue across the street, and then the church owns the home right there, and then directly across the street are three lots, I believe. There are two or three lots. And so all the lots around that property are owned by Dr. Billy Brim personally or by our ministry, A Glorious Church Fellowship. And so that provides supervision on a daily basis, and it also provides the buffer that people want to see.
Your intent for use is pretty much just a retreat.
Correct. It's going to be, we have cabins on the south side of Taney County, just close to the Arkansas line, and we have three already built, and we're in the process of raising funds to build 5 more. And this right now is basically going to be overflow if we, they're called prayer cabins. Only thing that goes on in the cabins is prayer. And the only thing that will go on this home is Christian activity and prayer. And so that will be an overflow facility. And it will be used for nightly rentals to people that don't contact the ministry also. But it's mainly going to be used as a Christian retreat.